The word dude is often associated with the 80s, but it's abided for much longer as part of our Word of the Week series. Here's NPR's Kat Lonsdorf.
As a child of the 80s and 90s, I was practically raised on dude.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
Focus, dude. I'm the dude.
But dude, with all of its chill, laid-back, white Russian drinking vibes, has an origin story that doesn't quite match. Let me explain, or rather, let me bring in Gerald Cohen.
Dude turned out to be one of the great mysteries of etymology.
He's a professor at Missouri University of Science and Technology who recently wrote a book on dude. He says it seems to have been coined in reference to a particular group of young men in New York City in the late 19th century.
They were young, they were vacuous.
And they had a certain way of dressing, over the top and fancy, with capes and coats, neckties and tall boots. Think hipsters of the 1880s. Eventually, these men became known as dudes, likely in reference to Yankee Doodle, who, as the old war song goes, was an unsophisticated American who essentially dressed up to appear high society. Cohen and two other scholars trace the origin of the term to an 1883 poem titled The Dude, written by a man named Robert Hill.
It's over the top. I mean, he is not only making fun of the dudes, he is absolutely denouncing them.
But that poem had the opposite effect.
It caused a social craze.
Being a dude became a full-blown style, with men in New York City competing to outdress each other. The term then moved west as East Coast city men started visiting cattle ranches, often dressed in expensive cowboy attire, earning the nickname dude. So ranches started to advertise themselves as dude ranches, and the name stuck.
And then you pick it up in the mid-20th century.
That's Scott Kiesling. He's a linguistics professor at the University of Pittsburgh who has also studied the word dude. Kiesling says by then, the word dude had traveled further across the country, making its way to the zoot suit-wearing crowd.
They're really a sight to behold.
Mostly worn by men of color at the time.
They started to be called dude by people.
And those men took the word and made it their own.
And then it became this marker of solidarity and connection.
Less about style and more about male kinship, which is when the California skaters and surfers got a hold of it.
That's where it sort of is when it starts to get hit by the media.
Hey, dude. Dudes, you guys are gonna go back in time.
Yeah. You got it, dude.
Bringing us back to the 80s and 90s, and today. Kiesling says even with other words like bro and man and even girl coming into the mix.
Dude is still the most used.
Rock on, dude. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News.
Who is it that loves the street?